Welcome to The Open Line, a deeper dive into the stories and events of our community and the world at large. Interesting discussion and healthy debate on the topics that matter to you. Join the conversation. 519-376-7777. The Open Line on 560 CFOS.
Good morning. Welcome to The Open Line. I'm Claire McCormack, and I have a full studio today with board members of the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound. This morning I have Rob Cordell, Deborah Barker, and Board Chair Lesia Chapman. Good morning and welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
So June basically marks a year since the Ukrainian village was created. And, you know, there have been some wonderful success stories and great stories of the community coming together to help people from Ukraine. Can you tell me a little bit about how it's going?
It's going really well. We are very happy with the outcome so far. A year ago when we got together, when we noticed the influx of Ukrainians coming to Canada through emergency visa, right away we noticed a gap in the process because as they would come in into Canada, Red Cross would provide them accommodations for 14 days. And then there was a question, what then? I'm sure everybody knows that affordable living, affordable accommodations are very rare and scarce. So we started thinking how we can help Ukrainian families to do this transition into Canada successfully, accommodation being the major obstacle. When we reached out to the city of Owen Sound, they were exceptionally helpful, and we are so grateful for their support. They allowed us lease the Rice House for 2 years. We put together an amazing community of volunteers who helped us renovate it from a horrific site to a beautiful, welcoming, and very warm homes. There are four apartments in the building, and the biggest apartment is shared by two families. So we went through this transition, at the same time realizing most of the families that are coming here, they don't speak English. So that was another obstacle, because how do you find a job and become self-sustainable without speaking the language? So we worked on that as well. A year later, some of our families, they have their full-time jobs. They, some of them were lucky enough to secure cars, and the latest ones through a very kind donation of Larry and Nancy Cumming, who are the residents of Owen Sound. And they are very happy and adjusting really well and becoming valuable members of our community. And now, as some of the families moving out of the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound, we're gearing up to welcome new families.
Wow. So you've got two families who have moved out then, is that right?
Currently, we have two families that moved out, and within the next couple of weeks, we are preparing to accept new families to move into these places.
So the new families, where are they now? Have they left Ukraine a while ago, or are they leaving Ukraine now?
So we work closely with Canada-Ukraine Immigration Assistance Services. It's a wonderful organization out of Toronto. They have a table at the airport. When the families come in, they register them, and they assist them with documentation. They do all the proper vetting, making sure they are who they are, they have proper papers that they have. And then through conversations, they try to figure out where is a good fit for these families. Because some families who are coming from large cities might not find our area a good fit. And cities like Odessa, for example, that by the sea, that has a very similar vibe of Owen Sound, seems to be a better fit for families like that. So they really do look at these families in great detail and then recommend families to us. I do want to point out that as a Ukrainian village of Owen Sound, we decided from the beginning that we will have a very narrow focus on mothers and children, because they are the families that need the most help. We know how difficult it is to survive on one income, especially when you have two, three kids. So we thought that our impact will be bigger if we help those families in the biggest need.
Right. Without asking you to, you know, reveal too much information, I'm kind of thinking, so let's say you come to Canada, you don't, you know, maybe speak a lot of English. What kind of jobs did people find? And just in terms of, you know, maybe there are employers for the next families that are coming that might say, oh, okay, maybe we'd be a good fit for these newcomers.
Some families, some moms decided they would like to join Chapman's Ice Cream, partially because I'm there in the office and I'm translating the training, and they can always reach out if they have any questions. Now that Chapman's Ice Cream employs over 20 Ukrainians, we try to put them in groups where they can help each other and teach each other. It also helps us a lot with transportation and other big challenges in this process, because a lot of Ukrainian moms, they never driven before, and having even a problem with an idea of driving. So carpooling is a great solution for us. We also, as a Ukrainian village of Owen Sound, we have two tables at the farmer's market, and some of our wonderful moms, they make exceptional Ukrainian food. They make homemade chocolates. They have very cute sweaters and scarves, and a lot of other little trinkets that actually our Ukrainian kids are selling lemonade and trying to earn their own money. It's a really great opportunity for them to connect with the community, to practice their English, to make friends, and it's also a good source of income for them as well.
And Deb would tell you that we work very closely with the YMCA, with Employment Services. And you may want to add something to that, actually.
Yeah, that's the YMCA Settlement Services, and they have just been a tremendous help to the families that we're working with. They are connecting them with the Learning English as a Second Language programs. The kids have been involved with Easter egg hunts and, you know, just a variety of social activities for the children. We have 8 children between the ages of 6 and 14 in the house. So it's a good mixture of ages and stages of young kids. So a couple of the kids are in high school and the others are in elementary school. And Settlement Services has just been wonderful to support them. Both the children and the moms that we're working with. I have to say, particularly Shelley Bell White has been phenomenal. She's just been really special support for the families.
When you mentioned the kids, one of the last times we talked about the kids on CFOS was during the holidays, and people were invited to drop off gifts. So we figured, you know, Bayshore could be that spot that's, you know, you're not going to the house, you know, you can just drop off your gift at this location. And the amount of gifts that we received was incredible.
It was phenomenal. And what a party those kids had. It was so exciting for them. But I have to say that we were not only able to help the families in the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound, but also at that point, I believe there were about 50 families across Grey Bruce, and so we are Grey County. So we were able to provide some of those gifts to the other families as well. So the donations were just amazing and really so appreciated by so many families.
I remember the look on the guy's face at the Salvation Army when I dropped off a boatload of gifts that we were, you know, sharing, that went beyond the families that we were working with. And they were just quite taken aback at how generous our community had been. And that's one of the things that's so great about our community, is when things like this are necessary and kids are involved, it's amazing the support that we get here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And CFOS listers. So thanks very much to all of you out there. It made a difference. So that's
great. And gift cards. I have to tell you that Marion, who was here last, she stretched out these gift cards for months afterwards, and which was really a big help for these moms. You know, they're not making a lot of income. They don't have, you know, they're trying to accumulate some furnishings so that when the time comes, they can move on. But that all takes a bit of planning, and things are pretty tight budget-wise, so it was really helpful to have.
I think about when any of us or any of our children move from home, we usually turn to our family members or friends, and they donate furniture or, you know, you've sort of been saving things up. Well, these families arrived with a suitcase, and so they don't have that legacy of things that have been saved to support, you know, I saved things for my children moving to their own homes. They don't have that. So for our community to step up and help these people has been so appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they maybe had those things in Ukraine, but left them behind, which is just something that, you know, it's this organization and this group is wonderful. It moves people forward. But it's important to remember that that's a real difficult thing to leave home, you know, and to see what's happening on the news and things like that. And that's something that I think probably is always there, you know, and part family members are back there. Leslie, you have family in Ukraine still.
My mom is still there. Yes, powering through. And I try and talk to her every day and support her as much as I can.
Yeah. You know, and Chapman's, your family and Chapman's Ice Cream has done so much, you know, and been so involved, even from the first aid kits that you sent over, you know, to so many other things. So it's, you know, it's a lot of work. And your group is so small, only five board members, right?
Yes. We're also very fortunate to have six transportation volunteers who are very grateful for, again, without cars, the amount of traveling we have to help with, it's actually really quite astonishing. And mostly it is to go to the Ukrainian consul in Toronto for there's always some paperwork that needs to be upgraded or updated, and back and forth to Toronto is quite a challenge. Right now, again, thanks to Shelley from Settlement Services, most of our children from the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound are going to summer camps. And we are so happy for them. They're so excited to have this true Canadian experience. But transportation to Lion's Head or to Saba Beach, it's again a challenge. And without those transportation volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do that. So it takes a community, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you need more volunteers for transportation or anything?
We are always accepting help anyway, especially from those who are willing and ready to travel to Toronto, because most people don't. And thanks to the gift cards, donations of gift cards, some of them are for gas. So we are able to provide these gift cards to our volunteers who are doing all the driving.
We do require the volunteers to complete a police records check and the vulnerable persons check if they're driving children as well.
Right, of course, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you want people to feel safe, and that's a long drive.
Yes.
One of the things I'm particularly proud of is Ukrainian village of Owen Sound grew from one house helping five families to actually sort of turning into a community hub. We also have a family we care for who lives in Markdale. Also, mom and a son. We often get contacted by Canadian families who are hosting Ukrainian families in their homes, and they have so many questions, and they're asking for advice, they're asking for information, and we are happy to be able to assist so many others outside of the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound. And a lot of these things are happening through our Facebook page, out of all things. So if anyone needs any support with their Ukrainian families, they can reach out to us.
Yeah, so that's the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound on Facebook. We have to take our first break. If any of you listeners have a question for my guests or something you would like to share, the phone number is 519-376-7777. Or you can call toll-free at 1-800-265-3757. You're listening to The Open Line on AM 560 CFOS.
Call and add your voice to the conversation. 519-376-7777. Now, back to The Open Line on 560 CFOS.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Open Line. Claire McCormack here with you. And with me today are board members of the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound, Rob Cordell, Deborah Barker, and Lesia Chapman. They're a small group, five board members who have managed to organize this wonderful place for Ukrainian families to live, set them up with jobs and rides and schooling and camps and all kinds of things to sort of move forward. And of course, they're not doing it alone. There are lots of community members who have helped along the way. What do you still need help with, Rob?
Well, I think it's no secret that finding accommodations in this area, it's a very expensive. There's limited supply, and the expense of being able to rent a place is a challenge for anybody, but particularly for these young mothers that have come across, like Deb said, with a suitcase. They've spent the first 6 months, with a free rental arrangement with us, and then for the next 6 months, it's a subsidized rent, with the view that within that 12-month period, somehow they will be able to collect enough savings to be able to actually move out. And that is a challenge in itself, ignoring transportation, which is yet another issue. So it's very challenging. And so there are, I guess, a couple ways that people could help out. We have a number of families that, we mentioned earlier, there's two that have just recently been able to secure accommodations, fortunately, and things are looking up for them. But we will have families replacing them and other families a few months from now that are going to need accommodations. And so if there are people out there that might be aware of, or they may have it themselves, an apartment unit or a rental place that they could provide at least on a short-term basis in a subsidized way or whatever, that would be extremely helpful for these young moms and their kids. The other challenge is finding vehicles. Even used vehicles these days are several thousand dollars. So it's one thing to accumulate furniture and savings, but then to also be able to afford to buy a vehicle and insure it and all the costs that go along with operating it, that's a challenge. So we've had one example of a vehicle that was donated, ideally, one that's safety checked and drivable. But there may be some of your listeners that have a vehicle that, has been sitting idle for a number of months, or they're not using the vehicle, and maybe you're thinking of selling it. I do know that I think it was Markdale Rotary that made arrangements to be able to, following certain rules, have a donation receipt if they donate a vehicle. So people may get a little bit of an advantage doing that versus, selling a vehicle as is. So something to think about there. But those are two of the things that are definitely needs for these young moms.
Well, maybe there's a mechanic out there that will check over vehicles, too, who might be willing to donate time or skills, right?
I mean, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, there are all sorts of things that we, have skills that we have that maybe people don't realize that you could put them to good use in helping, these Ukrainian newcomers. But that might be one, mm-hmm. Maybe you have a vehicle that just needs a little work. Maybe there's a mechanic out there who's willing to do it, It's just food for thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Accommodation is very hard to find, no matter what. That's something we talk about all the time in the news and in this community. So that's a huge thing. Is it sort of, are you thinking apartment buildings? Are you thinking, ground floor of a house somewhere? Maybe, it could be anything. Maybe
any or all of those things. I think I was speaking recently with one of the long-term care, with the CEO of one of the long-term care places. And, they're hiring people from afar, And they're faced with the same challenge trying to find them accommodations so that it's affordable and lines up with their ability to pay them a proper wage and so on. So it really is, there's a severe shortage up here. I know it's everywhere, but it's very severe in Gray County. And so anyone who, I know there's one, for example, a fellow that we know that had a unit downtown and decided that he would make that available on a subsidized basis, knowing that you know rents were just out of touch with reality for most of them. And so hopefully there will be other people, maybe some of your listeners today, that think, well, yeah, you know, I could do this. I have a small unit or a two-bedroom unit or whatever, suitable for a young family. And like you say, apartment, basement, apartment, whatever, anything that could be affordable.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you kind of get an idea of who your tenants are. A young family seems like a pretty ideal group to rent to, you know, well-behaved and things like that. I mean, it's a family, you know, that they're not going to get into trouble or anything like that. So that's a nice thing to consider. It's last time we had you on, I can't remember when it was, but we talked about when families move out, that it might be around the end of the school year and that they might, you know, need some things. Do you still need anything like that, like any furniture? There was sort of like, if you have furniture, hold on to it. How did that go, or do you need more?
We actually have had some wonderful donations of furniture to this point, and we have been very generously received donation of 2 storage lockers to store the donations that we've received so that they're ready and available for the mums when they're ready to move out. At this point, we're doing pretty well with what we've got, and actually the lockers are pretty full, so that's a good thing. We've set it up so that the mums can look through some pictures of what's there and see what would work for them in the new places they're moving into. So it's been really quite helpful. At this point, I think really donations more in the way of gift cards for food and, you know, general home supplies would be probably most appreciative, as well as general donations. But we'll certainly let the community know when we need more in the way of beds and that kind of thing.
Right. And you'd let them know on the Facebook page?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you think about, you know, we talk about gift cards and it sort of offsets that, you know, you would normally take your wages and buy groceries, but maybe you can use the gift card and buy groceries and then save a little for, you know, a first and last month's rent kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I work 7 days a week. I have a car, and I can't imagine trying to save something. Mm-hmm. Just can't, you know, so I don't know how.
And we do have, one of our moms is working 7 days a week. I mean, and, you know, with a young child. So it is, these women are working very hard and contributing a lot to our community, which I think is, it's very impressive how they have settled in and are working to be able to stay in the community. For some of them, there are no homes to go back to, so that's part of their decision on why they're staying.
We have a caller on the line. I'll give you all a moment to put your headphones on here. And we have Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. I'm going to take the opportunity to ask you, we've had a repeated problem wanting to donate things. This week it was suitcases. We wanted to donate, actually it was my sister, and when sister has something, it's good stuff, it's not garbage. And they won't accept donations of things like suitcases of furniture or blankets or whatever it was. Women's clothing is another thing she tries to donate, and they're telling her now that they're only accepting money or brand new. Well, I was raised in hand-me-downs. I'm not entirely sure why they won't accept used clothes. Have you any idea?
If you're talking about the Ukrainian village, we received many donations of used clothing, and they were used extensively with our families to help them get settled in. So we have been most appreciative of donations of used clothing.
So you've got a different policy than from the other charities. That's a good thing.
Could be. We're not sure where you're looking to donate. The Ukrainian village, though, did have, you know, they have, I guess, from what I understand, specific timing for kind of taking donations because you don't have a lot of room to store things.
We don't have storage space at all. No.
And one of other challenges that we've been having with donations is transportation. If it's in Port Elgin, you know, we would need a truck, a flatbed, some manpower, some muscle to carry some things, and just organizing it all sometimes is out of our reach. So sometimes we do have to say thank you, but no. But if we can, we always try and organize it and put volunteers together and go and get things.
Hopefully that answers your question, Roberta, and hopefully someone takes those donations. I'm sure there's somewhere, you know, that your sister can drop those things off. There's always a need. So it's always very kind that she's doing that and organizing all these things. That's why, you know, when we're talking about this, I'm thinking, at least I understand you don't need furniture right now, because I'm pretty sure, though, every listener goes, oh, I've got furniture. You know? But, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to think about other things you've got, like maybe you can drive people down to the consulate in Toronto. Maybe you can help with, I don't know if you still need English language help. There was some talk about that last time, or you know, maybe you do have a rental unit that you know.
Well, there are some general expenses that Ukrainian Village is incurring along the way as well that we really haven't specifically addressed. And, you know, some of those things are like trying to support the kids in soccer, for example, and supplying them with the basic stuff that they require. And then just sort of the ongoing expenses. Deb mentioned the storage units. They're very generously donated, but for a period of time, and that runs out fairly soon. So we do need to you know, remind people that if they're able to donate and help us in general, that would be great. Again, the website is?
Our email is ukrainianvillageofowensound@gmail.com.
That's an easy one to remember.
And the donations can receive a charitable tax receipt if they're done through the Rotary Club of Markdale.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's take our next break. If any of you listeners have a question for my guests, Rob Cordell, Deborah Barker, and Lesia Chapman from the Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound, you can give us a call, 519-376-7777, or you can call toll-free at 1-800-265-3757. You're listening to The Open Line on AM 560 CFOS.
You can find the podcast version of today's broadcast on our website later this morning, 560cfos.ca. In the meantime, back to the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Open Line. Claire McCormack here with you. And with me are board members of the Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound, Rob Cordell, Deborah Barker, and board chair Lesia Chapman. We've been talking about, you know, so far in the past year since the Ukrainian Village was created. What's it look like going forward?
Well, we're moving into the next phase. We just spent a lot of time at the Ukrainian Village in some of the vacant apartments, cleaning up and painting. We got new mattresses, and we're very excited to welcome new families. We're actually in very close talks with one family who is currently residing at the female woman shelter in Toronto as their temporary accommodations. Mom and her 13-year-old son, who seems to be like an absolutely extraordinary human being, professionally playing volleyball, doing Rubik's Cube competitions.
Oh, wow.
just a very fascinating young boy. So we're very excited to welcome them within the next couple of weeks. We're just waiting for the child to finish school in Toronto, where he currently is, and then we'll be taking them in and settling them down. We also have a larger apartment that is set for a mom and 2 to 3 kids, or maybe a mom, a child, and a grandmother. So we are now working with Canada-Ukraine Immigration Assistance Services to get us the newly arrived family that they think will be a good fit for Owen Sound and for our program.
Right. You need a few things. Physical things.
We
what
do.
You, like appliance
we do.
Things.
So we've had a problem with the oven stove in the large apartment, and it's a particular size. It can 24 to maximum 29 inches wide, so it's smaller than I think many home ovens. But if anybody would like to donate a small oven, that would be totally fantastic. We do need as well a couple of desks for the kids. That was one of the things that immediately when the moms moved in, well, there's no place for my child to do their homework. So we went scurrying and finding desks. So we do need a couple of desks for the apartment in the house now.
Well, you'd want to, you know, when you think about going to another country where you don't speak the language and then having to go to a new school where things are in English, you know, and then having to go home and do homework. It was hard enough to get me to do homework,
I'll let you know that one of the families, the children were going to school here and doing online school from Ukraine at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, more than our kids do, because apparently there's not as much homework here as there is in Ukraine. So the kids were able to do both sets of school this year. So, quite impressive, really.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you think about these kids. There was a young, he was kind of just at that age where, you know, he could still leave Ukraine, maybe 14 or something, you know, because after a certain age, you couldn't leave, right? But his family was from Bucha, and I met him last summer. And, you know, he said, Canada's home now. I'm not going back. And that's sort of, there's that difference in decision, you know, you can think that way, which he had to, because we know what happened in Bucha, and it was terrible. And then there's, you know, the hope that some people have that they'll be able to go back, you know, and as we see things, you know, even like last week with all that flooding, that might have changed for some families now that there was a home there and now there isn't. So it's a very difficult kind of thing to sort of adjust to and to maintain that that link to home, but then also for some to have to break it. It's awful. It's heartbreaking.
It's an interesting point you make, because we just recently had a dinner actually that was put on by the Ukrainian ladies and for a small group of about 20 people, and it was kind of fascinating to hear the stories, but also to hear directly from the mums about how much they appreciate what they've been given here in the start that they've been given, because some of them have gone an entirely different direction than they ever imagined. I think of the one with the import export business, and jokingly back and forth with her husband about the fact that she never really viewed herself as a cook, but she's been doing these amazing meals and selling her food at the farmer's market, and people really appreciate the quality of her food, and just like little things like that, that they've made these adjustments and they feel like they've been accepted over here. And I think that's really important. It's kind of nice for us to hear that. It's sort of rewarding to know that they're not just, you know, looking to head back home next week sort of thing. They're really trying to make a go of it here. And some of them, like Lisa said, they don't have a home to return to. Like, it is literally the city is demolished or whatever.
Looking at the children that came, joined our program, at the beginning it was very challenging. Because especially with older children who had to live through the bombings, the trauma was really quite severe. And getting them out of that locked-in, scared space took time, a lot of time. But then watching them open up and relax and shine and make friends, it's great.
Yeah,
the school have also been really wonderful. The guidance counselors at the high school, the teachers in the elementary school have been very good to work with the kids and support them as they're learning the language and learning the school system. So I have to give kudos to the school system as well, for sure.
That's good to hear. You know, it's nice to know that the community is coming together. To go back to the, well, because we're speaking about school, the desks. So if somebody wants to donate a desk, do they email you? Do they Facebook message you? What do they do?
Either works. Either contact us through the Facebook page or through Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound.
Right. The Facebook page is great. I follow you guys on Facebook. There are all kinds of, you know, cute pictures of people at the farmer's market and things like that. But even, you know, there was one that just said, you know, there's a Ukrainian woman in this community and she just wants to make some friends. So, you know, if you want to reach out, that would be great kind of thing, because it can be a little bit isolating too. If you're not in the village in Owen Sound, maybe you're in a different house or a different community and maybe don't have a lot of English, that can be tough. So there are even just little things like that, that if you just want to be a friend to somebody, there's an opportunity there.
Absolutely. So when we organize our little gatherings for Ukrainian families, it's so fun to watch the kids getting together and just play and feel almost like back home, right? Everybody is speaking the language and they can, yeah, just relate to each other. And so are the moms too. They absolutely love you know, getting together and socialize, working so hard, as hard as they do, having very little time for themselves. Those are little gifts in life that they really treasure.
And our goal was to try to help as many of these families as we possibly can. It's literally unthinkable what's going on over there still, you know, a year later. In this day and age, I still can't believe the world is tolerating this. But there are many families that are just lined up waiting for the opportunities that we're trying to create, and we're just a very small step, but an important one for a few families. And hopefully, there will be others that come in soon and are able to achieve the same thing that the families we talked about have.
Well, you know, just the five member board, it's an example of what a handful of people can do, you know, if they come together and they pool their resources and their skills and, you know, the difference that you can make in people's lives. There's a ripple effect.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention Marion and Deb and the hands-on involvement on a daily basis that they have, and others in the community that have helped out with things like Neil Kemp has done a bunch of renovations. Lesha's modest and doesn't talk about all the things that she does, but she puts hours into this. I see spreadsheets of the transportation stuff and the summer camps that she's organized, and you realize that takes time. And, you know, it is really a remarkable group of people that are doing some great things in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, summer camp is a great opportunity. It also allows, you know, those moms to continue working, you know, if they're little kids. Yes. Somebody's got to take care of your little kid, and when there's no school, what do you do, right?
Can we take a moment and recognize what a wonderful city Owen Sound is? I feel like we don't really reflect on how lucky we are to have this beautiful, cozy downtown, the waterfront, the park. I never really realized it until our Ukrainian moms came, and they were just so ecstatic about the opportunities for them and for kids. Thanks to our community, they got all of our Ukrainian moms and kids. They have bicycles and helmets. And they go to Kelso Beach. They go to Harrison Park. They love just walking downtown. Everything is so accessible when you live downtown. And it's been a really great place for them to do everything they needed to do and feel comfortable.
That's great to hear they have bikes.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing. I mean, it really is that bit of freedom, you know, that allows you to get around. And so that's great to hear that was donated.
Yes.
Yes. Many bikes.
Very many bikes. Yes. Everybody's using a bike for sure.
That's great news. Let's take our last break. If any of you listeners have a question for my guests, we'll have about 8 to 10 minutes left when we come back. And the phone number is 519-376-7777. Or you can call toll-free at 1-800-265-3757. You're listening to The Open Line on AM 560 CFOS.
The story behind the story. We now return to the Open Line on 560 CFOS.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Open Line with the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound. We have about 9 minutes left today. You know, Chapman's has employed a whole bunch of these Ukrainian women, which is something, you know, with your connection to Ukraine, but also, you know, that company's just sort of how charitable it is. I mean, even when you think about the pandemic and donating the freezers and things like that, that Chapman's did. But this is something that, you know, Chapman's is a big business, but every business has the ability to do something. You know, even I think I read on the Ukrainian Village's website that Greyfair donated some flooring for, yes, for the house. So there are things that we can all do and that businesses can all do. And there's a really important, I guess, what would you call it, a bureaucratic point about about employment. Deb, maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that.
So my understanding is that for any of our family members who want to, for the moms, if they want to remain in Canada and secure permanent resident status, that they must be fully employed full-time for 1 year before they can do that. So unfortunately, the government doesn't recognize entrepreneurs at this time. I don't know whether that will change. But so some of our mums are looking for that opportunity to secure a full-time job. Their English has come a long way in the year that they've been here, and that has made a tremendous difference. But yes, full-time employment opportunities. And some of our mums came with some very good backgrounds, very good work experience. So definitely a need for these mums.
I mean, it kind of sounds like a little detail, but it's not. It can be the difference between permanent residency and not, you know, which to that family matters, you know. And it can be difficult to find full-time employment anywhere. A lot of businesses tend to do a sort of part-time thing, but if you're, you know, maybe something to keep in mind that this, you know, this matters to people. Mm-hmm. This can be a really big difference. We have another caller on the line, so I'll let my guests put their headphones back on here, and we will go to Fred. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, my question: how could I make a cash financial contribution?
So in order to make a donation, you can mail it to, let's say, Chapman or Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound. And the address is 100 Chapman's Crescent, Markdale, Ontario. But the check should be addressed to the Rotary Club of Markdale, with the subject that this is for the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound.
Yeah,
we were very fortunate.
Excuse me for a minute. I don't do checks.
He doesn't do checks.
I was just going to bring you some cash. So who would I bring some cash to help you out?
We would need you to do that in order to get a receipt for it, because I'm assuming that you would want a receipt for the donation.
I don't want a receipt. I just want to bring you some cash.
I'm wondering whether the radio station would be willing, in this one instance, to accommodate that for us. You remember at Christmas,
yeah,
we had a number of things happening there, and you just need somebody to be able to record that and get the information and do it at the front desk.
Okay.
Ask for Steve.
Fred, yeah. Fred, we'll put you through to Steve here, and he can get a little bit more information from you. That is very generous of you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for thinking of this group and this organization. You know, Fred, that really means a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's nice to know that, you know, people are listening and do want to help. It's a wonderful thing. One of the other things that you can do, and, you know, if you do want to contribute a bit, is you can go to the farmer's market and you can buy some of these wonderful things that these families are making.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yes, there's delicious food. Olga sells pierogies and pastries and beautiful food. Oh, borscht, best Ukrainian borscht. So very delicious food. There's chocolates that Tanya's selling from, not every week, but she's there from time to time. And beautiful, beautiful handmade scarves and other items.
So that's something you can drop by and do at the farmer's market. I love pierogies. If you haven't had pierogies, they're very, very good. So just to kind of recap with just about 4 minutes left. So you're looking for a stove between 24 and 29 inches, a couple of desks for the kids.
Maybe a couple of chairs to go with the desks would be great, too.
Yep, that would be nice. You know, maybe if people can drive down to Toronto, can volunteer their time, you do have to do a background check right. and a vulnerable persons check. But mm-hmm. if that's something that you're willing to do, they can always use the help. If you have, you know, maybe a basement apartment or you're willing to, you know, rent out a unit in some bigger building, you know, subsidized mm-hmm. or something like that. These people, they had homes, they had, you know, furniture, they had families, half the families, you know, still in Ukraine. Maybe some of them are still alive and maybe some of them aren't. And that's the reality. And this invasion has gone on for over a year now. You know, while Ukraine seems to have launched an offensive, it's probably going to go on for quite a while longer. And, you know, they're seems to me, unfortunately, that there will be fewer places to go back to as this continues. You know, that reconstruction phase hasn't happened yet.
So if people can lend a hand, that's really what our organization's all about, is we just wanted to be able to lend a hand to these poor people that have been dislocated the way they have.
Yeah.
And give them a chance to make another clean start. So anyone who can help us in that way, we'd greatly appreciate it. And they can, you know, reach out to our organization.
Yeah, and you know, there'll be more families coming in. That's the thing. That's the what the Ukrainian village is doing, is it's bringing in more families. The idea is to move families through, you know, so they're there for 6 months or a year, but then you go out and to hopefully get accommodation, hopefully get a car. Maybe you have a car that you could donate. Maybe there's someone out there who could take a look at that car. All these things that we can all do, you know, and use those skills and resources that we have that maybe we haven't thought about. If there's something else that you're thinking of, you can always email the Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound at gmail.com, or you can go on their Facebook page, same thing, Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound. Just see how you can help.
That'd be great.
Wonderful.
It's a wonderful thing to have you guys here. I'll give you just a minute we've got 2 minutes left to add any thoughts for our listeners that you might like to add.
I guess just an enormous gratitude for everyone doing everything.
Yes, yeah. Our community has been so, so very supportive in so many ways, financially, donations, and also just being friends to some of our families. I know the women who are at the farmers market say, you know, they've gotten to know people. They pass them in the streets during the week and wave hello. The mom knows who's vegan and who's vegetarian. So, you know, just getting to be part of the community and welcoming our families has been wonderful. So thank you to the Owen Sound and area for that.
Yeah, just a great big thank you.
Well, and thank you to you for joining me today. It is a small group of you who are making, you know, a big change in a lot of lives, and that really matters. That's, you know, something that hopefully will inspire some of our listeners to lend a hand, gift cards, you know, donations, things like that. If you want to know where to send those things, you can just send an email. I know you all are very busy. Some of you also work as well, so it might take time to get a response or figure something out, but it doesn't hurt to reach out, you know. Email inboxes, they you know, hold a lot of emails. So
we'd like to thank you too, and the radio station. Mm-hmm. The last time we got together, we didn't really know what to expect, and it was so overwhelming, the amount of gifts and gift cards that we received, and we could never have done that without CFOS. So kudos to you guys for having us come in and do a second visit to give you a bit of an update here.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, and thanks very much to those CFOS listeners who did the actual donating. It has made a huge difference. That's all the time we have for today. You're listening to AM 560 CFOS.